About a couple of months in, he decided on his own, you know, as men do, that he changed his mind. He thought that we needed a lower base income. And so we decided to meet with somebody from our Christian community to be an accountability person and challenge us on, are we living more affluently than we need to? And so that's one of Ronald Sider's steps, is to actually have somebody look over your budget and ask you questions about it. And then the last one is that every year, to reconsider that base amount, because things might come up. So in the context of that, you know, suddenly there was a need in his family or a need in my family, and that was then included into our base income. Or we finished paying something off, and so our base level came down. And so there's always that adjustment. So, you know, we look at our picture as a community of Christians, and our responsibility is to faithful, diligent, sacrificial giving. That's your responsibility. That's all your responsibility. And so, Brenda, can you take your treasurer's hat off for just a minute? Talk to us as Brenda. And I'm very curious about your own experience in giving to God's work here at St. Catherine's, which has been a lifelong community for you.
So it has been a lifelong community. And when I first got my own very own set of envelopes and my very own pledge card, it was so exciting. I was an adult now. And I had a sense of giving out of responsibility or obligation. I looked around at what the parish was doing and the programs we were involved in and the mission and ministry and thought, yes, I can support some of this, so I donated. So and felt good about that. So that's where I started. But you know, over the years, my faith has matured, hopefully, and I've been so blessed with having people around me who modeled a good stewardship, people who taught me about what it means to be a steward. And that's these people, all these people in this community, in these pews, who have, you know, helped me develop my stewardship and my specifically my financial stewardship. So there was a shift at some point. And it was a shift from giving to a need, seeing something that we were doing and saying, yeah, that's a good thing, I'll give to that, to giving out of gratitude, to say, I am so blessed and so privileged that it's a no-brainer. It just meant I needed to do something with all that God's given me. And so financial stewardship was the way to do that. And I think that, it's still a journey, but every step I take, every additional percentage I give is liberating for me, not constraining for sure, liberating. And when I had, a couple of years ago, I was really disconnected with the church and this community, and it was very difficult to attend. Even attending or being involved for sure was too much of a struggle, so I had to step back. But it never occurred to me to step back from my financial giving. It never occurred to me to stop giving to St. Catherine's, because I still was blessed. I still had way too much and was still coming from a place of gratitude. And as it turned out, that financial stewardship, my financial stewardship and that giving was the very thing that kept me, even disconnected physically from the community, kept me connected and saw me through that. And it was realized that my financial giving out of gratitude is much more than just about money. So I think that a community giving out of gratitude moves to a community who's able to prioritize programs and mission and ministry instead of spending time deciding where to cut expenses.
So let's talk about expenses for just a moment here. While we faithfully steward our personal finances, and there's many ways to do that. You've heard two of many ways. And that's our individual responsibility. It is our collective responsibility to manage our church budget faithfully. And reading budgets can be quite complex, and it's hard to see what's being allocated where. So if you turn over your insert, you will notice that there's also a pie chart on the other side. So Brenda, putting the treasurer hat back on, can you now talk us through this expense budget that is from 2018? So this is this budget we are living out of right now in this given year.
So this is why I know numbers are overwhelming, so pictures always are a lot easier. And actually, they're a lot clearer. So you see that we are spending 32% of our income on buildings. We all know that our buildings are becoming more and more expensive to maintain and are serving us less and less efficiently. But it's a reality. We're here and, you know, we need to keep them up while we're here. So 32%, whereas a healthy parish would be doing 10 to 25%. And the salaries and benefits, this is all staff, Siri and Randy and Sharon. And I think that this 39% shows that we're virtually paying our staff to facilitate our program and ministry. Because the next little section says program and it says 1%. So we have nothing left for that. So we're kind of relying on the staff to facilitate that for us. And as you know, St. Catharines does not budget any specific outreach in our budget, yearly budget. The only outreach we budget is our diocesan apportionment for the outreach that goes through the diocese and the support that we get from the diocese for the bishop and the staff. So that's the only outreach that we're budgeting. And I think that that sends a message. For me, it says, corporately, how can we corporately not set aside something for others and expect our individual people to do that? That it's a bit of a disconnect there for me.
You know, I'd love us to get to a place where we follow the wisdom from someone like Henry Nouwen, where he writes, money allocation is first and foremost a form of ministry. It is a way of announcing our vision and inviting a community into mission. So will you, over these next weeks, with thoughtfulness, generosity, pray through your giving to this place and beyond the other places that you support. And may you do it in the presence of a God who loves you and who promises to take care of you.